Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. Continuing the drushes and dinim about smicha. First, start the Amud with the Gemara brings the three miutim of korbanai. What do we need them for? The Gemara thought that it was for Bechor Meitzer and Pesach. The Gemara said we don't need them for Bechor Meitzer and Pesach. So what are they needed for? Korbanai v'loi korban chaveirai. Korbano evelai korban akum. Korbano the rabbi is kol bali korban l'smicha. So you have to understand the gather of all of these rushes. The first one is korbano evelai korban chaveira. That's the Gemara by Yosef Amar Aleph. Morana Medbeis brings a miut for yad evelai yad shluchai. So why do we need both this miut of evelai yad chaveira and evelai yad shluchai? That's question number one. And more problematic is Rashi on Medbeis. Rashi ksav yad brings a different gear set that we don't have in the Gemara of yad evelai yad chaveira. So if you Rashi, there are three drushes. One is Karbonai v'loi chaveirai, one is Yodai v'loi yad chaveirai, and one is l'mayit shlichus. So Rashi explains that the two drushes of Karbonai and v'loi yad chaveirai, Karbonai means that stam, that Reuven brings the carbon and Shimon takes it and does smicha. That's not good. But we would think that if it's midas, the bala carbon, then chaveirai could do smicha. K'mashmon, that even in that case, he can't do smicha. What do we need the drash of shluchai? So Rashi is merami is that shluchos is better. We learn that in Kiddushin, kol terakula shluchos shladam kemaisai. So when you're reminded the person is shliach, so then there's a more of a tzad that would work. Yodev lo yad chaveirai means the baile knows that you're doing it, but it's not b'shluchos. And yodev lo yad shluchai means you're doing b'shluchos. He was memani you. He appointed you as shliach. So you would think this case is better. K'mashal that it doesn't work. Tesis. And Daf Samech Aleph and Mebeis and an Erchin, Daf Beis and Aleph, Taisus asks that once there's a miut, that Shlichas doesn't work, so Kol Shekin we know that Lo Yad Chaveirai, meaning also, whether we have the extra drush of Rashi or not, but for sure the drush of Yadav Lo Yad Chaveirai means without a minu Yad Shlichas, and Yad Shlichas is talking when there is a minu Yad Shlichas. So once you have a miut for Shlichas, then Kol Shekin when there's no Shlichas, it doesn't work. Answers Taisus, then if it would only be one pasuk, if it would only be the pasuk of Yodai v'lo yad shluchai, I would think that the pasuk doesn't mean v'lo yad shluchai. Rather, it means doing it without shlichus. But shlichus la'olam works. But now that I have one pasuk to say karbonai v'lo yad karbon chaveirai, right? So neilo the pasuk of Yodai is extra. Tell me that Yodai v'lo yad shluchai. So lefi taisus, which is the pashas in Sfara, for sure shlichus is the bigger chiddush. There's no tzad that without that karbonai v'lo karbon chaveirai is any better than shlichus. Just if there's only be one pasuk, I would say that the pasuk is excluding karbon chaveirai and memela shlichus should work. That's the opinion of Tesis. However, the Raavad in Teres Klarinim says no, that each pasuk has its own chiddush. He says that shlucha is referring to when you remind him of shliach to do smicha. So that we would think that would work. That's the mail of shluchai. Chaveir, that's a separate mail. Chaveir is not referring to the case that Reuven brings the carbon and Shimon goes and does smicha. Rather, Reuven sends the carbon mimdina sayam. And Reuven is not here to do smicha. So we would say that, listen, if Reuven can't do smicha, maybe we should do smicha for him. Someone else should do smicha for him. Kamash Mala, no. That no one can do smicha for Reuven. Only Reuven can do it himself. So this is a new chiddush that we don't see in Yodei v'lo yad shluchai. That's the opinion of the Raavad. However, there's a very basic question here in this din of this drasha of Yodei v'lo yad shluchai, that why would we think that shlichus works for smicha? Shouldn't tell us that just like shlichus works in kol atera kula, I would think it works over here. Why should we think shlichus works for kol atera kula? Hare, we have a klal from the Kseis HaChayshen, Pashas Tezerid and Dina Vish Makadish, that on mitzvahs shebegufay, it's not shayach shlichus. You can't make a shliach to take a lula for you, to put on tefillin for you, and those things is not shayach shlichus. Shlichus is only shayach to make a kinyan, a kiddushin, a gerushin, a mechira, or to make an avira, the avira to the mishalayach. And even in mitzvahs, but when the mitzvah isn't something that's unique to my guf, can make a shliach to give a milah to my son, or to shechne korban Pesach. In these things, you make a shlichus. But a mitzvah shebegufay, there's no shaykh a shlichus. So l'chayra, ain't lanu mitzvah shebegufay, yaser mi smicha. The whole inyan of smicha is, that the Bialim has to put his koyach on the korban, and with that he by putting himself on the korban, that's what he does the mitzvah of smicha. Bishlama of smicha was ma'akev in the korban, so then it's part of the chalais din of the korban that the korban needs smicha. So then it's you're creating something in the korban, you're being machshir the korban ayday smicha. But lamaisa smicha is not ma'akev. So why should we think that you could make a shliach for a smicha? And even more so, Shver Tesis in the beginning of Erechin asks that why do we not learn out of this pasuk yado v'lo yad shluchay to kol haterakula that there's no shlichus? Gemarni Ish Makadish learns out of Gerushin and Truma that there's shlichus to kol haterakula. Here we have a raya fakert. We see over here that ein shluchos shladam kimaisei. That's Tesis' question. Tesis' answer is. Brings two other cases where also shlichus doesn't work. And so he says it's two or three psukim haboin ki echod in melamdin. That's the taste in the main of Erchin. But we see that this is really an example for shluchas adam kemoisai, that shlichus should work. And if it doesn't work over here, it l'chayr should be a binyanav that everywhere shlichus does not work. So again, it's a mitzvah shebegufa, what's a tzad that it should work? So Baruch Hashem, I found this question was asked. But in the tshuva of Rav Moshe, in Gros Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, it was asked by Rav Moshe's uncle to Rav Moshe that it's mitzvah shebegufay. Says Rav Moshe, Gvaldik Yisoyed in Tzmicha. Says Rav Moshe, Av she'enu ma'akev, even though Tzmicha is not ma'akev in the korban, chomokam hu midinei hechshar ha'korban, she'atoyrik pida shalachatchila yuchshar ha'korban gam b'tzmicha. The way to create a korban properly, to bring a carbon properly, is with smicha. Raksha b'diyeved einoy ma'akev. V'havi k'moy zeh shetzorach l'atchila arba matonas. U'b'diyeved kosher b'matonachas. Rak Torah say murim, which is not ma'akev. Says Rav Moshe, there are a lot of chalokim in the carbon that are not ma'akev. What's ma'akev is shchita, kabbalah, and one matona. That's what's ma'akev in the carbon. The rest of these things in the carbon are not ma'akev. But there are many, many mitzvahs which are a chelik of the carbon. You need dal matonas. Matona aches is keeper, but you need dala matona. Sak Torah say murim. Avad is a chashav chelik in the carbon. Who atzmaich hooked to rei murav kosher? So as Ramesh, the same thing is about smicha. Smicha is a chelik of the gufa carbon. The Gemara says, by us, if a soul is smicha shari mitzvah, my le akos of kilu loy keeper. If you didn't do smicha, it's kilu you didn't get kapara. Lamaisa you didn't get kapara. In kapara elo bedam, the ikar kapara you got with edam, but the smich is the chelik of the hechshar karbon, that's not ma'akif. So says Rav Moshe, therefore shayach shlichus on it. The tzad that I can make a shliach by smicha is not to get the mitzvah of smicha. If I'm just looking for the mitzvah of smicha, then avada, it's mitzvah shebegufa, like taking a lulav. But the tzad that shlichus will work over here is because the ikar inyan of smicha is that it's a chelik that's necessary in the hechshar karbon. Just not ma'akev, but it's a part that makes up the hechshar karbon. So I'm making a shliach right now to be machshir my karbon for me. Just like I can make a shliach to shech my karbon and to be zerik the dam of my karbon. So I could also make a shliach to do smicha on my karbon. That's going to be machshir the karbon for akrava. So even though it's not ma'akev, but because it's a chilk of the hechshar karbon, so in that it would be shaykh a din of shlichus. There's a cost of that, there's no shlichus. Now we come to the next miyut. Of carbono v'lo carbon aku. That's a drasha by us. However, Rashi and Daf Samech Aleph and Beis brings from the Torah's Kehanim another pasuk that's in Ma'ir Goy. Bnei Yisrael Seimchin, v'in Akum Seimchin. So we have two pasukim that are in Ma'ir Goy. So Tesis there and Daf Samech Aleph and Beis asks, why do we need two pasukim? Says Tesis, and if it would only be for the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael Seimchin v'lo ha'akum, that would tell me that a goy is not Seimch. But if a goy brings a carbon, I would think that the goy, the Bialim, can't do smicha, but maybe we, the Israel, should do smicha for him. So that kamash on the pasuk of carbon of like carbon akum, that you don't do smicha. So Tais learns that there was a havamin here to say that a goy's carbon would need smicha by Israel, kamash on not. Tais then goes on to say that what by noshim? Maybe you should say the same thing by noshim. Hare noshim are an ismayet that they don't have smicha from bnei Yisrael Seimchen v'ein bnei Yisrael Seimches. The chare that only means that she herself does not do smicha. But when an isha brings a carbon, maybe a man should do smicha on that carbon. So Tais says that maybe there's, and yet you don't find ever that a man has to do smicha on the carbon of an isha. Says Tosfos that shema yesh miyut acher, maybe there is some miyut that excludes that a man does not do smicha on her carbon. Or it says another possibility that F should be learned out, isha from Akum. That just like we find by Akum, that not only he himself is a smite from smicha, but rather the miyut means that no one can do smicha on his carbon. So to buy an isha, that not only is she herself a smite, may smicha, but the carbon itself does not need smicha. Ad kan dibei teis and daf samech alef. The question is, what's the gather of this miyut, of this drush by us? The Taisa is very good what the Havamina was, that if it would only be for Bnei Yisrael v'loy Akum, we would say that it's a mir in the Gavra, he can't do smicha, but the carbon still needs smicha. So kamashma karbona in v'loy carbon Akum. What's the kamashma one? So the Sfasemis there in Daf Samech Aleph and Beis, he learned that the kamashma one was, that no, that we can't do smicha for him, because smicha needs to be done by the Bailim. And Yisrael is not the Bailim on the carbon of the guy. So Mela, he cannot do the smicha for the guy. That is the opinion of the Sfasemis. However, the Dvar Avram, in the Chilak Aleph, Simin Tezvav, right at the beginning of the Simin, he says a different pshat in the drasha. That the drasha there of Bnei Yisrael v'lei Akum is Maita Gavra. And the drasha by us says that the carbon does not need smicha. That's why we can't do it. Be it said, we could do smicha on his carbon. Because he's a person that can't do smicha, then we would think the Yisrael would be able to mela to do smicha instead of him. Why not? Why can the Yisrael not do it? Chisaron isn't that the Yisrael is not the Bailim. The chisaron is that the carbon itself is a smite from smicha. This carbon is not a bar smicha. And Dvar Ram says, nafkamina, from this. So what happens if a guy is mafresh a carbon, and he's miskayer? Does the carbon need smicha now? If the meat would only be mitzad the bailim, so now that the bailim is a Yisrael, then it would need smicha. But because the carbon itself was a smite from smicha, this carbon is not a bar smicha, then luchar that then stays on the carbon. Hooray, when a guy is mafresh a carbon and then becomes a Jew, hooray, the carbon is still considered a carbon of a guy. Because it had the Hakadosha and Nafrasha, the Shem Karban Akum. There are many Nafkaminas between Kachi Akum and Kachi Yisrael. Luchar, this carbon is still as in the carbon of a guy. So Mela says the Dvar Avram, also, it will not need smicha. Because the carbon itself, the carbon of a goy, is nismayet from smicha. The Sfasemis talks about a similar thing by an isha that's mafresh a carbon, and she dies, and her son yarshins her. Manda Omar that Yerish does do smicha. So what's the din? Sfasemis wants to say that no, that in this case will not need smicha, because the mir isn't only the gaver that the isha does not do smicha. Rather, the carbon of an isha does not require smicha. Another makar to say this Torah is the Rambam. Rambam Per Gimel Meiser Karbonis Halacha Hey says that the karbonis of goyim ain't untun in smicha. Ain't smicha ela b'Yisrael b'anoshim loy b'noshim. That carbon of a goy does not need smicha, and also the carbon of an isha does not need smicha. That's Halacha Hey. Then Halacha Ches, the Rambam says Hakol Saimchin. Here the Rambam says that a goy and an isha do not do smicha. He already said that in Halacha Hey. Why is there two different halachas in the Rambam? Bivergish Makta say that Halacha Ches is in which people do smicha. And that is a smayet, an isha and a goy. Halacha Hey is a different halacha. Halacha mitzad the korban. That the korban does not require smicha. That would be a gishmaka mahalach. However, there's very big problems that the Gemara says by us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's one pasuk that's a mite both Akum and Chaveiroi. Says Rashi and Ksaviyar, what's the drasha? Akum Chaveiroi Michar Kro Nafka. The Mishaloi, the Loya Shliach. Bein Shlucha Shal Akum and Shlucha Shal Yisrael. You need to be the Bailim. That smicha is only done by Bailim and not with anyone else. And before that, that's also the drasha by Goy. That if he doesn't have the drasha of Karbono, Veloy Karban Akum, and it's learned out just like Chaveiroi. So it's mavur that it's a miut mitzad the bailim, that you can't do smicha on a carbon which is not yours, just like Chaveiroi. It's not coming to tell me a new din that the carbon of a goy is nismayit. The carbon of Chaveiroi is not nismayit. just the Bayil must do smicha. So also by a goy. It means that the Bayil must do smicha. So I, the Israel, cannot do smicha on the carbon of a goy. So Imkei and Lachar, we'll go back to learning the Tesis, Kepshute, the Tesis, and Daf Samech Aleph. That Tesis means that the mute of the Rosh Bayas, Karbona, Veloi, Karbona Akum, it means to say that the Israel can't do smicha. And the reason is because you need Bayil. It's not coming to the mind that the carbon is not a bar smicha, but rather that the smicha needs to be done by baila. It is, however, possible that the din is correct. Once we remind that both the goy himself cannot do smicha, and also that the Israel does not do smicha on the carbon of a goy. So it comes that there's no baila to do smicha here on this carbon. The goy can't do it and the Israel can't do it. So it could be that memela, it comes out that the carbon does not need smicha. Because even if smicha is a din in the carbon, that it's midini a carbon that it needs smicha, but the Torah made this din on the bailin. It's mutal on the bailin to do smicha, and that's why the carbon needs smicha. So in a case by a goy or an isha, where they're a type of bailin that does not need smicha, so memela the carbon can have smicha. So memela a goy that's mafresh a carbon and he's meskayer, so it could be that the din is correct that the carbon does not need smicha, because this carbon lechatchila was created in a way without a din smicha. That's very possible. The kind of din of the achronim of the Sfasemis and the Dvar Avram, but not that ikur drasha is a drasha mitzad the carbon, rather that the ikur drasha is mitzad the bailim. The memela comes out that the carbon does not need smicha. However, lemaisa the gabi the kufa din. Whether the carbon of a goy and isha was a smite, that the carbon is not a bar smicha. We mentioned yesterday the opinion of Rashi that an isha can do smicha berishus and she could do smicha b'chol koicha. L'chor, that means that there is a key of smicha in the carbon. If the carbon wasn't a smite, that it doesn't need smicha, so what's she doing smicha for? It's not sure that Rashi held the whole mitzad b'chiyuv, but there is a key of smicha in the carbon. That's one raya, that L'chor Muchach, that the carbon was not a smite from a smicha. I found a bigger raya from the Meiri in the Chagiga Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. The Meiri says there, he brings the Meish Mefarshim, that an Isha cannot bring a carbon by herself, which is a carbon which needs smicha. Because there's a din that Nashim can't do smicha, sorry, a carbon needs smicha, and Isha can't do it. So who's going to do smicha on the carbon? The only time that Isha can bring a carbon which needs smicha is Beshutfis, because then other people will do smicha on the carbon. But a carbon by yourself, be a chidus, which needs smicha, she cannot bring. That's a fascinating chiddush. Mamish fascinating chiddush. An isha that's chayav a chatos. You can't bring a chatos b'shutfis. So what's she supposed to do? Chesnish, maybe there, because there's no other option, and she has to bring it. I don't know. But Akabana, we've seen in the Meiri clearly that a vada, the carbon of an isha, needs smicha. It so much needs smicha that she can't bring a carbon without that. Because the carbon needs smicha, and she can't do it, so maybe she can't bring the carbon. That's a tremendous chiddush. But Akavanim is a mevada mavur in the Meiri that the carbon itself is a bar smicha. Not like what the Achronim want to say, that the carbon wasn't smite from smicha. The third drasha here in the Gemara of Kol Bali Carbon, the smicha, we're going to leave for right now. So we'll talk about it tomorrow's Daf and Daf Tzadi Dalet. It's also mentioned over there. Afterwards, the Gemara comes to the inyan of Yerish. Machlokes Tanoim, whether Yerish does smicha and tmura. Does the Yerush have to do smicha on the carbon of his father? And does he have the ability to do tmura? But it's usher to do tmura. But is the Yerush considered a bailam on the carbon in order to do tmura? And it's before in the Gemara that it's machlekes in drashas. The Rabbanan say there's a ribuy by tmura. Homer yomir l'rabos is a Yerush. And therefore we learn out smicha from tmura. It looks like a Yerush can do tmura, he also can do smicha. And Yudas has fakert that there's a miut by smicha. And just like a year, and then we learn out tmura from smicha, just like a yerish cannot do smicha, he also cannot do tmura. So Taisus here in Divrei Maskil Lefi, Taisus asks from many places that the chara that we see, that we don't learn out tchilas hektesh mitzvah hektesh. That we don't always compare the dinim of smicha and tmura. So how come specifically in our din, we are comparing smicha and tmura? That's the question of Taisus. Taisus says at the end a very important yisoid. Taisus says, last line of Taisus, different maschal afi, the Yeshomer, the Navgo, Lagabi Yerish Gamri Meadodi, the Choshev Karbono, Lagabi Hai, Choshev Nami, Lagabi Hai, Alva Baalma, Loyalfi, Meadodi, Klau. Taisus says, there is no Klau to learn out Smicha from Tmura and Tmura from Smicha. But the question here by Yerish is a fundamental question in how to understand Yerish. the fact that a person yarshins the carbon of his father. Is the pshat that he's considered a bailim, or he's not considered a bailim? And we made there two nafkaminas of being a bailim or not a bailim. Smicha and tmura. Both these dinim are tali and bailim. So the rabbanon have a ribui from tmura that yerush is called a bailim. Meila also lagabi smicha, they say he's a bailim. And reviewed as a miyud lagabi smicha, that he's not a bailim. And meila also lagabi tmura, he's not a bailim. That's a tesis. So it's clear that the question of the sugya is the yerush considered a bailim of the carbon of his father? Avadi has to bring the carbon of his father. That there's no question about that. There's an Eden in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah whether a Yerush is over Balta Acher if he does not bring the carbon of his father. Avada the Yerush has to bring the carbon of his father. The question is he just bringing the carbon, but it's the father's carbon, or is he bringing it as his own carbon? That's the question. That's the machlekes. So the Pshuta we would say that Lafid the Chachomim, that Yerush Tzemech and Yerush Meimer, and now the carbon became the carbon of the son. The son Yarsh and the carbon of his father, and from now it's his own carbon. That's Peshuta what we would say. However, this is Maisa Machlekes, the Briskarov and the Sfasemes, in understanding the Gedra of Yerush. And we'll see their Kamal Bachar rise to this question. The Sfasemes learns, like we said, which is the Pashtus, that a Yerush is considered now a Bailim in the Karban. He is the Bailim of the Karban. And the Sfasemes, he doesn't say it in that sentence, but the Sfasemes says Nafkaminas of the Bailus of the Yerush. Besides the Nafkamina that's mentioned here in the Sugya, of Smich and Tmura, there's other questions. He wants to answer the question of Tesis. Tesis has another question that in the next Mishnah where it says Hakol Seimchin. So the Gemara in the beginning of Erchin says that Hakol Seimchin is coming to include even a Yerish. That even a Yerish can do Smicha. So asks Tesis, why do we need a Mishnah to tell us that a Yerish can do Smicha? Why do we need this Mishnah of Tzadi Gimel? We already have a Mishnah about that at the previous Daf and of Tzadi Beis. The Mishnah there says that that a Yerush does smicha. Why do we need two Mishnayas to tell us that a Yerush does smicha? So Tesis' answer is that's the derech of the Tanoim to tell us things that we know from somewhere else. If he doesn't have to add on too many words, just throw in an extra word of a kol simchin, and he adds on things even though we know it from the previous Mishnah. That's the teretz of Tesis. But the Sfasemes wants to say that this Mishnah is coming to tell me new chidushim in that a Yerush does smicha, that I would not have known from the previous Mishnah. Says the Sfasemes, it's coming to tell me three possibilities he offers. What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? One is, he says, what happens if you have a few people that Yerush the carbon of the father? Father left a few sons. So does one of them do smicha or all of them do smicha? Says the Sfasemes, that's the Mishnah coming to tell us that Hakol Simchin, all of the Yerushim do smicha. That's possibility number one, the Sfasemes says in our Mishnah. Another possibility, he says, is that what happens if the father does smicha and then he dies after smicha, before the carbon is brought? Does the Yerush need to do smicha? So it says, if it only be from the first Mishnah, I would say the Yerush could do smicha, but if the father did smicha, that's enough. Kamash Malan or Mishnah, and know that the Yerush needs to do smicha. Even if the father did smicha and died, now the Yerush needs to do smicha. And the third possibility this Sfasemes offers is an Isha that has a carbon, and she dies, and her son yarshins her. If it only be for the first Mishnah, I would think that he does not do smicha. Kamash Malan or Mishnah, that he does smicha. So those are the three possibilities of the Sfasemes, to include all of the yarshim, or to include that even if the father did smicha and then died, the Yerush does smicha, or to say that a son that yarshins his mother also does smicha. However, the Rabbeinu Gershom in Erchin and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara there brings it in that Yerush does smicha, says Rabbeinu Gershom that if the father did not have a chance to do smicha before he died, then the Yerush does smicha. Before Heitav in the Rabbeinu Gershom, if the father did smicha and then died, so the son does not do smicha. Not like the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes wants to say that if the father does smicha and then dies, the son still needs to do smicha. The Rabbeinu Gershom is before Lehedya, not that way. That the son does not have to do smicha. What's the pshat in Rabbeinu Gershom? Says the Briskarov in the Sentos in Tzmura, Barichos, the meaning of Tzmura. That Rabbeinu Gershom, it's before Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Yerush does not become the Bala Karban. The Bala Karban is always the father. It's Karev, I'll shame the father. That's still the carbon is brought for the father. Just the Yerush was a Srabbe that he could do smicha in that carbon. Says Briskarov, he's not ke'acher. He's not like a person entirely unrelated to the story of the Karban. He has connection to the Karban. He's bringing the Karban. So that's why, in that the Torah is marvel that he could do smicha. Because of his connection to the Karban, he could do smicha. But it's not the pshat that klapi smicha, I look at him as the Bailam. No. The Bailam is still the father. Ikur din smicha was said, I'm the father. Because it's the Karban of the father. Does the Yerush has the ability to bring the Karban of his father and do smicha, because he's a mediator of the Karban. He's not ke'acher. Says the Miskarov, that's why if the father did smicha and then died, there's no inyan for the ben to do smicha. Because the Iker smicha was done by the father, who's the Baal HaKarban. So why do we need the smicha of the ben? If the ben would become the Baalim, so now he needs to do smicha. Now, it's his Karban. It was originally the father's Karban, but that didn't come to fruition. Father died before it was brought. So now it's the son's Karban, and the son needs to do smicha. But if the pshat is that it's always the Karban of the father, just that the ben has the ability to do smicha on the Karban of the father, so if the father did smicha, there's no inyan for the son to do smicha. That's the Briskarov. But the Sfasem is held not this way. The Sfasem is held that Kuvur Ar Mishra is coming to be Mechadish, that the son needs to do smicha. Can you hear the Sfasem is held? That at least Lagabi smicha, we look at the son as being the Baal HaKarban. So now he needs to do smicha. Another nafkamina is the first sin of the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis says that their common children, they all do smicha. Biskarov says no. It's enough that one of them does smicha. They're not the Bailim, so we don't need their smicha. Just, we need someone to do smicha in the Karban of the father. So once one son did smicha, so the smicha happened in the Karban of the father. That's enough. There's no need for any more smicha. But the Sfasemis learns that the children yarshed it and it became their Karban. So now that's the din of the rabbi's ko bali carbon la smicha. Now it's carbon ashutfin, and all of them need to do smicha. And the chara also of the third nafkamina of the Sfasemis is based on the same yisoid. Sfasemis says that an isha that was mafresha carbon and died, so her son needs to do smicha. That's only if the din smicha is because now it's his carbon. So then we could say that even though it was originally the carbon of an isha, the carbon did not require smicha. Now that she yarshined, she died, and her son yarshins her, and it becomes a man's karban, so now it could require smicha. We spoke about it earlier in this year, how to understand the miut of isha. But the tzad to say that this works is only on the tzad that it became the son's karban. So now it's the karban of a man. But if you the briskarov, that the karban always stays the karban of the original bailam. Just the child has the ability to do the smicha of the father. That's only when the father has a din smicha, when the karban has a din smicha mitzad the father. If the son yarshins his mother, and there the karban then out of a din smicha, so then for sure also by the son, there's no din smicha. That's Ismachlegis of Biskarov and the Tzvasemes, how to learn the Iker din smicha by Yerush. So as we said, the Biskarov brings from the Rabbeinu Gershom in Erchen is very big raya to his Yisoid. If the father does smicha and then dies, so the son does not do smicha. We have a layach also makar from Rashi by us. Rashi and Avtzadi Bezom and Aleph in the Mishnah, that Yerush, Tzaymech and Meimer, Rashi says, Umeimer, Rashi and Xavyad, in Heimir and Meimer Acheres, Tzmura Chala Alayen, Shtein Kedoshois, Ki Ilu Heimir Aviv. Ki Ilu the father did Tzmura. Why does Rashi say Ki Ilu the father did Tzmura? Mechar the Reboy by Tzmura, is that now the son is the Bailam, and the son can do Tzmura, because it's the son's Karban. Elamash and Rashi know, that it's always looked at as being the Karban of the father, just the son has the ability to do tamura in the carbon of the father. It's still the carbon of the father. Just the son can do smicha in the carbon of the father. And why is it Zvar Bufurashim in the Tesis Rid, in Psochim, and Avtzariches? There he talks about whether a son that yarshins the carbon Pesach of his father cannot bring it as a carbon Pesach. Says the Tesis Rid the following. She'ein haben yachol yireash carbon of it. The son cannot yarshin the carbon of his father. She'ein a carbon kishar momon of his shu yarshay. Carbon isn't like regular money that the son yarshins. El a carbon nikra shem aviv. Carbon is always called the father's carbon. And the Rid brings a raya from the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerush is not soymech and meimir. Says the Tzitz Rid, v'im a carbon yikari al shmoy, v'shalayu, amayin a Yerush v'in a soymech. If the carbon now became the son's carbon, so why can't he not do smicha and tmura? It's his carbon. Elavadai a carbon al shev aviv nikra, v'loy al shmoy. Elavadai a carbon of word from Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a carbon of the father and not the carbon of the son. Aye, what with the chachamim that say that Yerush seymich and meimir? One could say that that's kufu what they're arguing about, that the Yerush is yeh called the Bailam. Says to Yisrael, no. Rabbanan da'amri Yerush seymich and meimir, Shum the Rabbi Ekra, Karmina Bereish Tumura. I want to learn out of Xeris HaKosov that the Irish could be Soymech and Meimir. But it's not the Peshat that he's the Baila. That's the Rid. And we would add that even the Teis Bayos says that the question is he a Bailim or not a Bailim? The Teis does not need to mean that is he Mamish the Bailim of the Karban, and now it's his Karban. Does he have a Sheikhus of the Karban? Is he considered Ke'acher? As the Rishkarov says, that he could do Smicha or he can't do Smicha. So that was in this Rambam that he's enough connected to the Karban and the Father to do Smicha. But it does not say that it becomes his Karban, and as Teis Rid brings a Rayon, that he doesn't Yarsh in the Karban of his Father. The Pshut, even the Sfasemis holds that it's not entirely the Karban of the Son. Yevad agrees that we're there in Pesachim that the son cannot bring the carbon of the father. So Hashem B'Slochar held that Lagabi Smicha and Temura, it was Nisrabe that he becomes the Bala carbon. Lagabi Mash and Nisrabe, not that he takes over the carbon entirely. But even Lagabi Smicha and Temura, that the Briskarov tells us from Rabbeinu Gershom, and we're Medak from Rashi in the Mishnah, even the Rebbe of Smicha and Temura is not that he's the Bailam Lagabi Smicha and Temura, just that he's not Mufka from the carbon, and therefore he has the ability to do it. One last Ta'ara in the din of Yerish Semich. Who is called a Yerish? How much of a relationship do you need to the deceased in order to be called a Yerish? So Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer, Chilak Beis, Nen of Simin Memhei, says any Yerish, it's telling the din Yerusha, Yavin Maseches Baba Basra, anyone who the mice is right now called a Yerish, anyone who yarshins the father's money, which means sons, and if there are no sons, daughters, and if there are no daughters, then the father, and if there are no father, then the brothers, and then the uncles. See all the Seder of Yerusha, it's before there. Anyone who yarshins the father's property also yarshins the carbon. However, Rav Shach, in Avi Ezri, Paragimel Meisa Karbonis Alachates, also starts off first saying that way, that any Yerish can do Smicha. But then he changes his mind, Rav Shach, says that no, that only the person that has a direct Yerusha from the Moirish, from the Nifter, is considered, it gets Kapar in the carbon. The Gemara says in Zvachin that the din of Tzmura, that the Yerush can be Mamer, you need to be a Miskaper. How does the Yerush have Kapara? The Gemara says that Mikufshim is Kapara. He gets a little bit of Kapara from the Korban. So says Rav Shach, that Kapara that the Yerush gets is only someone that's a Bim Koim, the father. That which applies to his children, or his father, or his brothers. Mashayin Kain, the uncles of the Nifter. If a person doesn't have children or a father or brothers, so his uncles Yarshin him. The uncle, that is only Yarshin to be din Mishmush, which means it's not a direct Yerusha from their nephew. Rather, the Nechasim go to the grandfather of the Nifter, who's in the Kever, and from the grandfather is Meirish to his sons, who are the uncles of the Nifter. That's called Yerusha midin Mishmush. So because it's not a direct Yerusha from the Nifter, so they don't get Kapara in the Karban. Only a person that's taking the place of the Nifter, he gets Kapara from the Karban. According to this, I found into what Rav Shach says in the Shita, in Tzmura, in Nashmatais, brings from the Shem HaRav HaMi'ili, that the Yerush does Smicha in Tzmura is because Brok Hara Di Avua. Not because of the regular Din Yerusha, but rather because the Ben is Oymid Bim Koim Aviv. That's what gives him the ability, that's what makes him a Bailim on the carbon in order to do Smicha in Tzmura. So if he's at Zachara Poshet, that a son, that Yerish, that's not a son, that's not a direct Yerish of the father, there's no brok hara da'avua, so then there's no din of Yerish Seimichu Meimer. Now start the next Mishnah of Hakol Seimchen. It says in the Mishnah that everyone does Smicha except for Chayr Shaita and Kata. So first, the Mefarshim are bothered here, how do Chayr Shaita and Kata have a carbon that they could bring before they did Smicha, but it's before that they're bringing their own carbon. Chayr, they don't have dasi mafresha carbon, is question number one. Question number two is, the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis, that person that was mafresha carbon, and then he became a shaita, the carbon is pasul. A shaita not only doesn't have dasi mafresha carbon, he also can't bring a carbon. And our mission is mavur that the shaita is bringing the carbon, because he doesn't have a din smicha. So the Eilu Shleima says, that we're talking about the carbonus of mechusrei kapara. Gemara says in Nidorim, that a kol tzrichim das chutz mi mechusrei kapara, because a person can bring a carbon for his children that are mechusrei kapara. So mechusrei kapara does not need das. A person that can't eat kachim until he brings the carbon, he does not need das. And therefore, even a shaita can bring such a carbon. The Minchas Chinuch, in Kuvtas Vav, Sivkotan Hei, he also asks this question. He says, Bishlam mechirish and shaita, we could say that they're mafresh a carbon, and then they became a chirish or a shaita. But katan maikala neymar, he says that katan either l'mandomar muflas samach l'ish da raisa, So the katan was mafish a carbon in the year before he became bar mitzvah. But he's still called the katan. Or he says that the katan yarshined his father, and that's how he has a carbon. But the Minchas Chinuch says there's a pasha that by a cherish and a shaita, it's talking about their mafish a carbon, and then they became a cherish and a shaita. I don't understand. It's Charnissa from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says that a person's mafish a carbon and becomes a shaita, the carbon is nidche. So Rashi says there is a carbon needs das. And it's Tzorachim Tuva on the Minchas Chinuch. Al Kopanim, our Mishnah is referring to a case that the cherish shaita and katan have a carbon. Carbon that they are able to mafish it even without das, or they yarshin the carbon. And the Mishnah is now amayed them from smicha. So why do they not have smicha? Gemara says because lav bnei dea ninu. That's the klal of Gemara. We always said that they're not bnei dea, they're not bnei mitzvahs, and that's why they don't have smicha. So for a long time I was bothered by this Gemara that the svara of lav bnei dea ninu says that they don't have the mitzvah of smicha. That's true mitzad the bailim. But what about mitzad the karbon? Harei l'chayr the karbon needs smicha, as we've spoken about. That the carbon needs smicha. Not only is there mitzvah on the bailim that he has to do smicha, but also the carbon itself requires smicha. So by a cher shayta v'katan, we should say that the carbon needs smicha mitzah the carbon. So even though we can't have a chayiv the cher shayta v'katan to do the smicha, but if they want to do smicha and they're supposed to do smicha, let them do smicha. They're a bailim, and the carbon needs smicha of the bailim. So I've bothered with this question for many years. I found out that the stipler in the Kitzvah Kiyos Yangaman Zvochim asked this question. And he says that the pshat in the Gemara is that lav b'nei dea ninu doesn't mean that they're not b'nei mitzvah, but it means that it's not a smicha b'chlal. That when they do smicha, so it's not considered a ma'isa smicha b'chlal. It's like misasik. It's not considered a ma'isa smicha. I found something similar to this in the Gemara in Yevam Mustaf Kuf Dalet. The Gemara there says that a chireshes that does chalitza is not considered a chalitza because lav b'nei dea ninu. So that there, the question is not whether she's mekayin the mitzvah of chalitza or not mekayin the mitzvah. The important thing we want to know is, was it considered a kosher chalitza or not? And yet the Gemara says that because she's la bas deya, she's not a bas deya, therefore it's not considered a maisa chalitza. So derech zeh, we could say in our Gemara, the Sipra says in our Gemara that when the Gemara says la b'nei deya ninu, it means that even if they want to do smicha, it's not considered a maisa smicha b'chlal. So even though the carbon be'etzem should require smicha, but only if there could be a smicha. This smicha is not going to be considered a ma'isa smicha b'chla. That's how the disciple learns pshat in the Gemara. Another possibility, which is what I always thought the answer to the question is that it's true that the carbon should require smicha, but the person that Torah put the din smicha on is the bailim. So we don't have a din smicha besides for the bailim. No one else can do it. Yodei v'loyad chaver v'loyad shluchay. No one besides the Bailam can do smicha of the carbon. So it's true that the din smicha starts from the carbon, but it has to be chal on someone. It has to be chal on a Bailam. And each is a smite, even though the carbon should require smicha, because she is a smite that she doesn't do smicha, so the middle of the carbon does not require smicha. So kabiyah derech zeh b'cheir shetun katan. It's true that the carbon should require smicha, but if the Torah has to give that din to someone, if the person, the Baal HaKarbon is not a Bar Das, and he can't have the Din Smicha, so Mela there's no Smicha on the Bailam, and Mela there's no Smicha on the Karbon. The Din Smicha on the Karbon has to be in his Kayim Ayadeya Bailam. It could be that if the Cheresh Shaita Katan do Smicha, it could be it's a Kiyim of Smicha. Like we saw in Shitas Rashi, by an Isha, or by Meiser, even where the Karbon does not require Smicha, but if you did Smicha, it's called a Kiyim of Smicha. So it could be Cheresh and Shaita Katan are the same thing. The stipler says not that way. The stipler says that they're nismai, that's not even called a maisa smicha. But if you learn kipshute, that the mir here is just that they're not b'nei mitzvah ninu, which is what the Gemara normally means when we say lav b'nei dea ninu, means lav b'nei mitzvah ninu. So they have no mitzvah. So therefore, there's no chiv smicha in the carbon. If they want to do smicha, it doesn't hate. You could do a smicha. And it will not be considered avoida b'kachim. Because it's considered a maisa smicha. But the way to keep them chayiv, that means smicha. This question is very interesting. Nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzkuv Tezvav, Sivkaton Vav, that a katan shigia lechinuch and brings a karbon, there's a mitzvah lechanchay. And therefore he does smicha mitzvah chinuch. Just like in everything you have to mechanech your son, so also in smicha you have to mechanech him. However, Lefidus Stipler, Lechayr, it's not that way. Lefidus Stipler, when the katan does smicha, it's not considered a maisa smicha lechlal. So what's the inyan of being mechanech him? You're not being mechanech him in smicha. You're being mechanech him in something which looks like smicha, but it's not smicha. So there'd be no Indian to be mechanich, if he's a stifer. But I saw another aura on the Minchas Chinuch, that we know that smicha is always a problem of avodah b'kodesh. Just because the Indian of smicha, so it's not considered avodah. We mentioned yesterday two reasons why. The Turi Evan says, because I say the Chaleisa say, and Rabbi Kivinger says, that it's not considered avodah b'chlal. But Kol Zeh is when a person is doing the mitzvah. When by a katan he's not doing a mitzvah, l'chayra. Midaraisa, there's no mitzvah. So he's not doing a mitzvah. So it's considered avodah b'kodesh. So what's the heter? Harei, it's usher to tell your son to do an isser. Isser d'araisa. Isser d'araisa, to give an isser to a katan. So when you tell your son to be semich on the karbon, harei, you're machshul him in an isser d'araisa, which you're usher to do. And he's not being time any mitzvah of smicha. And it would be very big chiddush to say that a katan has a kiyum d'araisa by all mitzvahs. The katan is a mitzvah midaraisa. Like we say by an isha, that an isha is mekayim a mitzvah midaraisa when she does it. Now she's not mitzvah. Maybe by katan also would say that. I've never seen such a chiddush before. That when a katan does a mitzvah, he's also mekayim mitzvah d'araisa. That'd be a very big chiddush. So if we say that a katan is not mekayim the mitzvah, so what's the heter to have your son do smicha? But if we wanted to say an ikar meat of katan, it's very geshmak. Well, Avnei Deinin, who says that he's not mitzvah in mitzvahs. So Torah wasn't mitzvah him in the mitzvah. But the carbon be a seid requires smicha. Just, if the Torah gave a din smicha, I gave a bailam. And if there's no bailam to be mitzvah on, for the din smicha, so that also the Torah wasn't mitzvah din smicha in the carbon. That's all when you're talking about the chiyuv. But the kiyuv mitzvah, how do you have a kiyuv smicha in the carbon? Because the carbon be a seid requires smicha, like a carbon of an isha, where Rashi says, that Yishud could do smicha. So here, kosher came by when there was no specific mir on a katan. Just there was no one to be mitzaveh. So there was no one that has the chiyuv smicha on them. But the korban still requires smicha. So meila, the katan that does smicha, is allowed to do smicha. It's considered a good smicha, and there's no problem of avoida bekotche. Just there's no chiyuv. Mitzar chinuch, says the mincha sinuch, that you have a midraponim, you have a mitzvah, you mechanechim to do smicha. That'd be very geshmak. Another point here in the Mishnah is that a tsuma does not do smicha. Machlokes in the Gemara where it's learned out of, the makar that a tsuma does not do smicha. It tells us before that only a tsuma b'shtein ayin, someone that can't see b'chlal, does not do smicha. But if a person could see in one eye and not another eye, he still does smicha. Taisus asks that the Fidaman de Omar that learns it out from Re'iyah, by Re'iyah, we're memayit even someone who's tsuma b'ein ayechot. And here it's only a person who's nismayit that can't see b'chlal. Tesis has a question, but it's clear to Tesis that the din of our Mishnah is only by Summa B'Shtei. However, the Turi Evin in Chagiga says that no, that even a Summa B'Ayin Echad is also does not do Smicha. Just like he is Nismayit from Re'iyah, he also is Nismayit from Smicha. Another point is the Gemara Medbez has a mute that Yodai V'loi Yad Ishtai. That the wife can't do smicha on the korban of her husband. So Taisa says, even though you have a mi, the nashim can't do smicha, that's for their korban. But we think they could do smicha on the korban of their husband, because ishtoi kegufay damya, kamash v'lad, it's a smayit even on that. Then Taisa has a question. Why do we need a mi of nashim from smicha? Typically, the mitzvah says shazman groma. That smicha is mitzvah says shazman groma. Why? Because if take efle smicha shchitas de'araisa, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, midaraisa, we need to shecht right after smicha. Haray, shchita needs to be done by yoim. You can't shecht a carbon balayla. And maybe you need to do smicha also in the daytime, and not in the nighttime. Taisa says maybe you'll say that you did smicha right at the last second of the night, and you do shchita the first second of the day. And then it is take efle smicha shchita. Taisa says, no, you can't do that. Because you can't bring a korban until you bring the tamid shel shachar, so smicha has to be done after you bring the korban of tamid shel shachar. Comes out that smicha has to be done by day, and therefore smicha and shchita. Therefore, it's smicha is a mitzvah shazman grama. So why do we need a miyut for nashim? And Taisus does not answer the question. Shkreger here has a very big question on Taisus. Says Shkreger, I need bar v'leyedai. Plus, I have no pshat on Taisus. Why is it called mitzvah shazman grama? So, Eina Minia Mitzad Laila. The reason she can't do smicha is not because it's night. By Mila, the Mishnah said Mila is only kosher by day and not by night, so it's a mitzvah Seishazman Grama. to give a meal to her son. But here, there's no problem be'etzem in doing smicha at night. El the klalu, the smicha you take of the shechita. Ezeu gam b'yom u'balayla, I have to smicha l'shechita. The gam b'yom will take of l'shechita like a smicha. There's no din you can't do smicha at night. The din is you can't do smicha which is disjointed from shechita. So, even in the daytime, if you do smicha now and you do shechita an hour later, it also wasn't a good smicha. Smicha needs to be next to shechita. So it comes out practically that you can't do smicha at night because you need to shecht in the day and you need to bring the carbon tum in before you bring other carbonis. So you'll never get that the smicha is close to your shechita. But not because of something problematic about night. You can't do smicha at night. If there would be a way to do smicha at night, which was right before a shechita, it would be okay. It's a din klali that take of the smicha shechita. It doesn't make a zman in the mitzvah of smicha. That's Pager's Sorech in Godel on Tesis. I don't have an answer. That's Pager's question on Tesis. Tesis in Kiddushin and Taflam and Vovim and Beis also asks this question. And Tesis there says, a different teretz, that Kihechi is a shechita benoshim. So I would also think that smicha is ksher benoshim. It's a hekish of shechita to smicha. So just like noshim can do shechita, I would think they could also do smicha. Kamash Malan, the pasuk benoshim are nismayit from smicha. So Kvega Bayas asks also on Taitz and Kiddushin. Says he doesn't understand that. He says the question whether Noshim can do Shechita in the beginning of the third parak of Zvachim, whether Noshim can do Shechita, is not mitzad the mitzvah of Shechita of a carbon. That is mitzad the kashrus of Shechita. If an Isha does other Avoida, it's an Avoida Psula. And Shechita, there was not said as din that if an Isha does Avoida, the Avoida is Psula. The Avoida is Kshira. The question of kashrus and paslus. That's the question. The question of smicha, says Krieger, is a different question. It's not mitzvah kashrus and paslos of the smicha. Rather, it's mitzvah the mitzvah that is an isha mitzvah in the mitzvah of smicha. So what do we say? That just like an isha, if she does shechita to shechita kshera, she's also mitzvah to do smicha? What's the connection between the chiyuv of smicha to the hechsher of shechita? Also there, says Rekeger, an isha is not mitzuveh in shechita of kachim. Just if she does it, it's kosher. Rekeger says that he found afterwards that the Turi Evin asks this question on Teis and Kiddushin. One of that's a difficult question on Teis is there. The Ritva in Kiddushin gives another teretz. Says the Ritva, Kiddushin daf lamed vav med aleph, b'chamina mitzvah seishas man grov anoshim b'turais, the mitzvah is shebechoivo legamri. It's a mitzvah that it's entirely a choiva. The chimot is man chiyuveh, you have to mekayim the mitzvah when the time comes. This is not entirely a choiva. It's only needed for the korban. So on this, I would say that there's no din of mitzvah shas man grama. The Ritva understands that a mitzvah shas man grama is when you have to mekayim it no matter what. The mitzvah is kilu related to the gavra. Here, this mitzvah is not mitzvah the gavra, rather mitzvah the korban, that the korban requires smicha. There, I would say there's no din of mitzvah teishas man grama. That's the Ritva. So, b'shuta, the Ritva means kilo, it's to a certain degree, it's a lesser achiv, because it's only that it's not you have to do it. It's only needed mitzvah the korban. However, I found in the Emek Bracha, in Yonam of Chagiga, he brings this Ritva, he wants to explain the Ritva differently. That the Ritva means that because the chiyuv is the chiyuv mitzad the carbon, so there's no reason to mind noshim. It's true that she mitzad atzma does not need to do smicha. But the carbon requires smicha. So because the carbon requires smicha, I would think to say that also memela, the isha, needs to do smicha. So I don't know if this is a steer to what we said before by Ktanim and Chayr Shayt V'Katan. Could be there, the Chayr Shayt V'Katan, it's not shaykh to give them a chiyuv. Because lav b'nei deyaninu. Mashingin, the isha that's potter mitzvah shazman grama, it's not the pshat that she cannot, it's not shaykh on her the chiyuv. Just the Torah pottered her. So therefore, says the Ritva, we only find the Torah pottered her when it's her mitzvah. But when there's a bigger necessity for the mitzvah, the carbon requires the smicha. So here, the Torah, we would think the Torah would be mechayev in isha. And that's why we need a specific miut to say that an isha cannot do smicha. Another point in the Gemara goes on to say that smicha needs to be done with two hands. Even though the Torah says yodoy, but we learn out from the Sir Mishaleach, where it says shtei yodov, and even though the Kri is yodov, but it's written yodoy, This is a makar that the word yadai always means two hands. That's our Gemara. First, that you need smicha with two hands. Mar says an interesting story about this, but Yaakobon and that mufurish. However, some of the mafarshim on the Torah say not this way. And Tagrim Yenis and Benuzio, and every time that it says to do smicha, samach yadai, he says yad yaminoi, your right hand. It sounds like you're only doing one hand and not two hands. Minchas chinuch in mitzakuf tetzvav is matmiya. That the Gemara says you need two hands. Also, the Ibn Ezra said that by sir mishtaleach, it says in the Torah shtei yadav. It's mashing that everywhere else it's one hand. That's very nice, but it's connected to the Gemara. So I found in the Malbim, by the name of sir mishtaleach in Achrei Mois Perak Tazayin Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that what the Rabbeinu Yonason means that you do use yad yaminoi is that the right hand puts more strength in it than the left hand. Which means that you put the left hand on top, and you put the left hand on the behemoth, and your right hand on top of your left hand. So your hands are on top of one another, and if Adam more strength is coming from your right hand than your left hand. So because the Torah here says yodai, that the Kri, by all other smichas besides Sir Mishtaleach, it's yodai, so that the Rabbeinu Yonason understood to mean that you need your right hand has to be more active in the smicha than your left hand. So your right hand and your left hand push down together, but your right hand is on top. And Sheinke by Sir Mishtaleach, so there, you put both your hands next to one another. The Kohen Gadol puts both hands next to one another, and he's already doing it b'shtei yadav. Both hands are equal shutfim in the smicha. She'inkin by other smichas, so right hand on top of the left hand. However, the Malbim is ma'ir that this din is not brought down anywhere, that you put your right hand on top of your left hand. It's mashma, that la'alocha we hold, that you put both hands equally, both by sir mishtaleach and by other smichas. Last point for today we're going to talk about is the din of take after the smicha shchita. The Mishnah says, Mokam shesoyim chen sheichtin, take after the smicha shchita. So the Gemara says, Maika Amar, Hachik Amar, b'mokam shesoyim chen sheichtin, she take after the smicha shchita. So it sounds like that the Gemara is coming to say that it's all one din. You need to have the smicha and the shchita next to one another in time, and therefore you need to shecht in the same place so that you won't waste time going from one place to another. Mashing the Gemara that the whole din is an inyan of time, tekef, inyan of time. And memela, that requires an inyan mitzad the makom, because walking places takes time. That would be mashing in the sugya. However, the Rambam rates it as two different halachas. Rambam says, Paragimel of Meister Kabbanis halacha yud beis, b'makom shesayim chen sheikhtin, v'tekef l'smicha shchita, v'yim shocha b'makom ha'acher, oy sheshoha, shchita soik sheira. Rambam says you have to shecht in the place of smicha, and take of the smicha shchita, and if you shecht somewhere else, or you're shoya, it's kosher b'diyevet. But it's clear in the Rambam that it's kilu two separate halachas. Mitzad zman dinyu v'mokoyim, that there's dinyu v'mokoyim shesayim chen shechten, and also take of the smicha shchita is mitzad zman. That's there in the Rambam. The Rambam is mavur there that the Rambam gives you places where to do smicha. That kachim kachim, you need to do smicha batzofein. Kachim kalim smichas b'chol mokoyim ba'azara. Because Rambam held this din in the mokoyim. Smicha requires a makom, and that's b'makom shesayim chen sheichtin. And there's another halacha mitzad the zman take after the smicha shchita. The Ketzer Mishnah asks that it's connected to Gemara. The Gemara is aware that it's all one din. So the founder of the Emek Bracha in Hilchos and Tzilos Yadayim says that the Ram learned the question of the Gemara differently. Look like Rashi on top in the second pshat says that the Gemara's question was that b'makom shesayim chen sheichtin. The Gemara thought it's referring to the place in the behema. Mar says it's not true. You do a smicha on the head and you shecht in the tzavar. So how could it be that b'makom shesayim chen shechten? And the Gemara answers, I know that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah is in the same place as the azara you do it. Because take of the smicha shchita. But it's not Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say that the Mishnah is all one memra. It's that the it needs the same place and it needs take of the smicha shchita. But Akabana before in the Rambam that there's a din also mitzad makom that the smicha and shchita need to be in the same place. And this, the Emek Bracha talks about there, the Nidon and the Poskim in Hilchos and Tefilas Yadayim, whether there's a din that to wash and make a bracha in the same place. It's a problem is halicha considered a problem in the smichus of Tefilas Yadayim to the bracha? Mar says that take from the Tefilas Yadayim bracha. So the Magen Avraham in the Gra hold that it's also not only mitzad waiting, but also mitzad walking. There's a problem to wash in one place and walk somewhere that's far away from there. So the Emek Bracha says, the Ram is a big makar. The Ram holds that there's a din of makom shesayim chen sheichtin. There's a din that needs to be in the same place. says an F that's even if you're the Rambam, could be that we don't learn out this aspect of the Mokoim to Dinim of Nitzil Sedayim. The din of Tekef, I'm not waiting, that we do learn out. But din of walking is not a problem. Why not? It says, Davka Vay Shchita. The mitzvah Shchita Nasa Betzir from Mokoim Shchita. Shchita needs has a specific place that you need to shecht in. Tzofay, or the Azara. Because the Mokoim is a chilek of the Maisa Shchita, so Mela, when we need that Tekef L'smicha Shchita, so also that becomes a Mokoim in the Smicha. Because just like Shchita needs a Mokoim, also Smicha needs a Mokoim. The makom is not is irrelevant for where you happen to make to eat. That's not bet'am kaveya. That there's certain places you can eat and certain places you can't eat. The makom is not an intrinsic part of the eating. So the ikur din that was said there was just takef, not to waste too much time. But walking itself is not a problem. Lagabe takef l'netilah zadayim bracha. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.